Nearly 400 people attended the first Army listening session in Waikiki. The 5.5-hour session was the longest yet and brought out vocal members of the community, who testified largely in favor of the Army reductions. Hundreds of people filled the Derusi Ballroom at the Halekoa Hotel in Waikiki. They were there to make their voices heard as the Pentagon proposes cuts that could result in the loss of 19,800 soldiers on Oahu. Packed inside the standing room only listening session were several state and city representatives, including Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell. He cautioned that Army cuts would result in a loss of more than $1 billion.
The silence would fall, and the impact would be deafening to this community. We recognize the importance, and we believe that, particularly in Hawaii, we serve an incredible, important function.
But many in the audience became impatient, several yelling out in frustration, saying too much time was given to politicians, who all seemed in agreement that the Army should stay.
Democracy! Hi, ma'am, everyone.
Those in support of the Army's reduction say the transfer of lands from the military would be a good thing for Hawaii. Earth Justice Attorney David Henkin says it might also make more sense for the Army.
The facts are, it's expensive here, you don't have the training lands you have are constrained, and you're sea-locked. You can't get out of here easily. You'd be in a better position to protect our interests internationally if you were on the coast.
Anne Wright agrees. She's a retired U.S. Army Reserve colonel who now lives on Kauai.
It seems like it's a very practical thing for us to consider to put our Army in a place where we can use them quickly if we need them. Hawaii is not the spot.
Others say they would welcome a minimized military presence and argue the Army has left significant environmental damage.
You have destroyed a lot of my sacred places here in the islands for my people. One is right up there in Schofield. No longer there anymore.
Army supporters were also in the crowd.
The Army can be a force for good. You have been in many instances. I know you folks as good neighbors and good community citizens.
The conversation often brought up the issue of occupation, and many Hawaiian sovereignty activists were in attendance. State House Representative Kaniela Ng says the emotional outpouring from many testifiers reflects Hawaii's complicated history with the military.
You need to go all the way back to 1893 and the Bayonet Convention, and you need to take into account what happened in Makua Valley and Oahu Loa and the whole Protect Kaho'olawe Ohana, that whole movement. Those things can't go unnoticed.
Ng, who represents Kihei District on Maui, was the only elected official present who voted in favor of reducing the Army.
We really need to be focusing on what's next, because this is inevitable. There's going to be a downsizing sometimes, if not now, then sometime in the near future. So that's where I want the focus to be, on job attrition, on affordable housing development, on cleanup on all this land. We could really put all this effort in this opposition towards that, and I think it would go a very long way.
The Army still has nearly 20 other hearings across the country before going back to the Pentagon for further action. Molly Solomon for HPR News.